halacha in Chayim Saldavos Thursday night, or Lamed Shvat, or Yom Aleph, Shel Chodesh Adar Aleph, Tov Shinayim Dalet. Okay, last night we saw that Tachanun, which the essence of Tachanun is not the capital Tillim, we say. The essence of Tachanun is the Nefilas Apayim. And we said from Rabbeinu Bachya last night, it's an extension of Tefillah. There are certain things going on in Tefillah that Nefilas Apayim elaborate on that. We talked about that last night. That gives rise to the halacha of Ein Ledaber Bein Tefillah LeNefilas Apayim. Now, most of the time, what takes place between tefillah and nefilas apayim is something called chazaras hashatz, which anyway you're not allowed to talk during chazaras hashatz. Maybe that should be the surprising halacha of tonight. But besides the din of talking during chazaras hashatz, there's a din of hefsek, and that's taken very seriously. It's sort of a stira in Mishnah Brura. I don't know if it's a stira. The Mishnah Brura in Kuf Lamed Aleph says, from the Mogen Avram, that it doesn't, Sicha Ba'alma less Lamba. It's not talking about Sicha Ba'alma, which I don't know. Sicha Ba'alma, by the way, is also in a shul, and Sicha Ba'alma is also during Chazaras HaShatz. But it doesn't refer to Sicha Ba'alma as a hefsik, but it means something heavy, something which hesach hadas. Mafsik va'osek bedvorim acherim legamri. But in, the Achreinim ask that in Siman Nun Aleph, when it says you're not supposed to talk between Baruch She'emar and the end of Shmona Esrei, so there it, the Mishnah Brura adds, and really you're not supposed to talk till after Nefilas Apayim. So there it sounds like Yisicha Ba'alma would also be a problem. And this is discussed in various forums, and it's certainly, the Nusuch that says Nefilas Apayim, I mean, it goes so far, the Hakpada, as to the, that's the explanation some give, or maybe it's maybe everybody says that's the explanation of the nusach that says Nefilas Apayim before Buhurachum, that you shouldn't, that's also like too much of a hefsek between Shmona Esrei, and again it's Nefilas Apayim, that's the point. I mean, they say Yud Gimel Midos, they do say, but the Sacharina began like to be makbid, and the Zohar is very makbid on this, and even Asher Yotzar, you know, you should wait till after Nefilas Apayim. So that's the din, and he brings down here from Achrayim that you shouldn't even say Beibin Soharon or Brich Shmei or Aleinu L'Shabeach together with the Tzibur. If you with the Tzibur saying Aleinu L'Shabeach, that would also be considered like a hefsek between Shmona Esrei. There's a famous story in the Gemara about Rabbi Lezer, who was it, that his wife didn't want to let him say Nefilas Apayim because it would put into danger her brother, Rabbi Gamliel. Thank you. So many learned that what she was trying to get, all she got him to do was to talk and make this hefsek, to ruin the efficacy of the tefillah with the elaboration, really, of the Nefilas Apayim. Okay, so we, a person should be makbid. Hopefully, it should never be nogeya, because you're standing Shmona Esrei, and then right away there's Chazaras HaShatz, and anyway you're in a shul, so what you can't talk anyway, but okay, now you have another thing on your head, not to be mafsik between tefillah and the Nefilas Apayim. So we're learning the Chayvus Haldavus, we're learning Shear Avos Hashem, and he's going through what does an Ohev Hashem do. And we're up to number 7, and he says, Ohev Hashem wants others, is madrich others. Umehem ha'adrocha v'hanchoya, like the quintessential Avram Avinu, that he's an Ohev Hashem, and therefore he's machnes nefashos tachas kanfei hashchina. It doesn't have to be so radical to be Megayer people. We don't go out and we're not Megayer people. Avram was not necessarily being Megayer people in the sense of making them Jewish, but he was talking people of doing Avodah Zorah and cognizance of Hashem Echad. To give people, to teach people, to give them Musar. And the Chavis Halavis is very, he understands, he says, You have to know how to talk to people. Besuge hanachas, sometimes you got to talk softly. V'hatokef, sometimes you got to be tough. Kefisha hazman v'hamokom sovlim. You have to weigh each situation, and you have to weigh each whom you're talking to, and the place you're talking, and the time, and you have to make a judgment call, whatever the situation calls for. But the point is, you are trying to be madrich people to do the right thing. She says, suge hanachas v'hatokef, kefi hamokom v'hazman, ukefi suge bnei odom, different types of people. Some people respond to toughness, some people you got to be soft with. The dargo sam min ha-melochim, from the top brass, bad anshe hashuk, from top to bottom, nobody's exempt. You want everybody to you have to teach everybody. Ukemo shomer achochem yishma achochem v'yosef lechach v'navon tachbulos yikne l'chora. That's what the Chavis Lubavitch is talking about, the tachbulos l'chora. That's why he's, well, maybe it's Yishma Chochem v'Yosef Lekach, and that's what Yosef Lekach means, that you're teaching others. Well, maybe, I thought at first, now I'm thinking it's Yosef Lekach, but the end of the pasuk is V'novon Tachbulos Yikne, that you have to have strategies, so the strategy would be how to talk to people. The Omar Loseis L'Psoyim Orma, that L'Chorah for sure is talking about developing strategies, how to be Madrich people. And now, as is many often the case, we're not going to learn it tonight, because the Lord goes off on a tangent and starts talking. And so that's what an Ohev Hashem does, because he cares that everybody should. He's doing it for Hashem's sake, not for his sake. It's not like, oh, I want to get Olam Haba, so I'm going to be good, but I'm an Ohev Hashem, and I want everybody to do the Ratzon Hashem and to make Hashem happy, so to speak, that Hashem should be have nachas ruach from his bria. And now he goes off on a tangent and he talks for a while, as we'll see next week, Be'ezus Hashem, about the milus of how important it is to have an effect on others, and how you increase your schusim exponentially, and therefore it's pashut kedai. Okay. Stop here.